Acts, please. Chapter 13. Find you, please. Acts chapter 13. And I sure appreciate y'all praying for me, and I'm honored to preach for you a few days. I hope the preaching of the word. You know what I would to God? I wish God would get so real to us that we'd all be afraid to do anything except just stand in awe of God. Does anybody understand what I just said when I said that? I wish we'd get so real. And I have done this before. Y'all have got me in a lot of trouble over the years down here. Yes, you have. I stayed down here one time, Brother Larry, and I preached three times a day for 17 days. Do y'all remember that, Miss Betty? Then I made a bitter enemy. I was supposed to have been in Florida, and I had my camper parked up here, and I've been 17 days, three times a day, on the radio, chapel, and then of a night, every night, and took off to Lake Mary, Florida. And that preacher aggravated at me when I got there. I got there started on Thursday night. And can you believe on Thursday night, I knew we'll forget it. We had eight people get saved. I knew we'll forget it. And he is angry at me because I stayed here 17 days. See, the longer I live, the more I realize how little control we are of our lives. There's a God in heaven who controls our lives. Amen. Acts 13, please. And we're going to start reading in verses 1. Acts 13, verse 1. Let me say that I appreciate all the good meals. I appreciate the love offering. Y'all just keep praying for us. Acts 13, verse 1. Now there was in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas of Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Look in verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Did you see that word fasted? It says, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. Look down to verse 4. Verse 3. When they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and they sent them away. Verse 4. So they being sent forth by the... Say it back to me. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed and Seleucus, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Look, if you don't mind, in your Bible. Let's read together verse 6. When they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the truth. Then Saul, who also is Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, and says, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, watch this, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Notice that Paul called him, thou child of the devil. Our Father, Lord, we bless your wonderful name, Lord, to assemble ourselves together. Now I pray, Spirit of God, you're the most welcome guest. I pray you'd help me tonight. Lord, please set that guard at my lips. Told me with my calling. And then, Lord, tonight, make the word of God a flame in our minds and our hearts. And then God change us. I pray change our anemic lives. May we see, Lord, that the fields are white unto harvest and the laborers are few. Help us tonight, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to do. Go back and look, if you don't mind, in verse 2. And the Bible says, and the Holy Ghost said. Now, there we find the Holy Ghost speaks. But now watch this. The Bible says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. Now, if you don't mind, right there on the flyleaf of your Bible, I want you to put there where it says, the Holy Ghost, wherein the word I have called them. So put on there, put it right there on the flyleaf of your Bible, how the Holy Ghost called them. Now drop down to verse 4. So they being sent forth by the what? By a board. No, it doesn't say that. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. So they've been sent for by the Holy Ghost. Now drop down, if you don't mind, verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. So I find the Holy Ghost. We're called by him. We're sent by him. We're filled by him. And that's in verse 9. Now what I want you to do tonight, boy, all week long, I've been trying to get the mind of the Lord. I've been wanting to preach on the mule walked away. I can't get the mind of the Lord. So I want to use Acts 13 tonight and try my best to give you something to help you, all of us, not to this tonight, but I mean tomorrow and the next day. See, I believe this. Moreover, it's required in a steward that he be found faithful. I can do that. Amen. I can be found faithful. Well, that's sort of pitiful. I don't have to have my name in the sword of the Lord. I don't have to have my name up in marquees. But I can, by the help and grace of God, be found faithful. I told him, some soweth, some watereth. God gets the increase. I can be a good water boy. Amen. Now, my wife says I got the determination of a pit bulldog. I believe we ought to get that determined. But what I want you to write down on the flyleaf of your Bible is back up in verse 2. We know, if you read your Bible, we know that in Acts 2, we know on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. But in Acts chapter 13, it says, whereunto the work I've called them. So you see, there's a call that comes from above. Amen. There's a call that comes from above. It's a supernatural call. I'm fearful. Hey, I know Brother Lawrence. I know he and I have total agreement. I never in my life, and I've been preaching 37 years of my life, will soon be 38 years of my life, I never believed that I'd ever see the time we're living in this day and time. I'm talking about the achieving of the gospel of the gospel of the Son of God. You see, I said to somebody back there a few moments ago, the gospel is the dynamite of God. But you see, nobody gets saved past from a call. There has to be a call from above. Well, our day and time, we're living in this streamlined generation that like 25 years ago, the seed was put in the ground of this, what I call easy ABC stuff. And they come down and they supposedly get saved and there's no change in their life. And they sit on a church pew and they think they're saved. And listen to this. If you look back in your Bible, it says, I've called them. So you see, there's a call comes from above. There's first off what I call a call unto salvation. And I'm fearful a lot of people don't know what that is. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a guy. I preach every day of my life, every week of my life. And I'm fearful that people don't know what that call is. According to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new. Well, is God a respecter of person? No. All right, if God saves a drunk and then God delivers him from drunkenness, all right, somebody says, well, the preacher, I'm saved. And they still go to the same hell holes. And they use the same language. And they still do the same thing. There's something wrong with that. Say amen to me. God calls you to what I call salvation. I believe with all of my heart. Boy, if you know you're saved, you ought to jump up and have a spell. Amen. To think that God would extend a call to something like us. Now, I don't know how y'all, I don't know what your life was like. I was wicked. I don't mean that in a facetious manner. I was just a wicked ungodly. I lived on the streets. And to think that God would extend a call to someone like me. Hallelujah, thank God. Well, how does he do that, Preacher Sisson? I believe with all of my heart he calls by this right here. I never will forget. When I was a little boy growing up, my grandmother loved God. And I was raised by my grandparents. But my biological dad left us when I was 2 years old. So when I got up, I was just a hellion. I'm sorry. And I got to drinking liquor and living in pool rooms and hell holes and learning the language and all this stuff. And in jail, out of jail, in trouble. To think that God would extend a call. But you see, it takes the same amount of grace to save a man or woman that's never been in a hell hole. To think that God would extend a call to something like me. How's he do that, preacher? I remember my grandmother, my great-grandmother, used to sit down on, and she lived with us too. My great-grandmother was 80-plus years old. Every morning in her life, she would get up and go out on the porch, and guess what she was reading? The Bible. As soon as she got payback, so she'd be out on the porch reading the Bible. And everybody thought she was, I was just a kid, everybody thought she was senile, senility had set in, and she was just a senile old person. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm talking about my great-grandmother. She taught me about the stories of Daniel. She taught me the stories about David. And I'm telling you, even when I was lost, living on the streets, hell bound, I mean going to hell, lost, wicked, ungodly, I never got away from the things that she said. Never. You can't get away from this. So he calls you, calls to salvation by a verse. Hey, let's do this tonight. Let's do this in the building. How many of you can quote John 3:16? Would you raise your hand? Look at here. Most everybody in here can quote that verse. Wonder why? I wonder why that is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever thinks should not perish but have everlasting life. Most of us learn that verse when we see it. Well, you can't get away from it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. All right, God calls, but this call is from above. It's a supernatural call. He calls by a verse. He calls by a voice. I believe that with all my heart. What do you mean, preacher? It's not that God's not speaking. It's just we're not hearing. I'm telling you, I believe this with all of my heart. If you read your Bible, here it says, I have called them. So you see, therefore, the Holy Ghost speaks to people's hearts. And I know what's going through your mind. Is it audible? Is it an audible voice? I believe with all of my heart, this right here is a supernatural book. Would y'all say amen? And God chooses the foolishness of preaching. So you see, the Word of God, the Spirit of God takes the Word of God, and guess what he does? Gets a hold of our hearts. Amen. Amen. He calls us by voice. And I believe this. Hey, I've been saved since I was 19 years old. And sometimes the voice of God gets so real that sometimes I look to see if it's not really an audible voice. Have y'all ever had God to speak to you? Would y'all raise your hand? Anybody just ever had God to speak to you? I'm talking about sometimes it ain't as pleasant as I think it is. Well, sometimes God gets a hold of it. What do you mean, preacher? And there's sometimes, even in all of our lives, we need God to speak to us. So he calls you. This call is from above. He calls to salvation. Say amen. Then secondly, I believe this, he calls us to separation. What do you mean by that? Come you out and be you separate, thus saith the Lord. I believe anybody that's saved, they have an innate desire within them to want to please God. Doesn't mean you always do what you want to. If you're really saved. All right, listen, if God calls you to salvation, he calls you to separation, and this call is from above. And the third thing, I believe God calls us to surrender. I believe that with all my heart. Hey, Brother Don, you got your brothers. Did any of your brothers ever get you in a headlock and say, and just say, no. I wish I came over here. I'd make them say, no. I'm over here and get joined. No, I don't need to look at that. You know what? How many of y'all ever done that? Y'all ever had your head scrubbed?
Amen.
Get you like this and they squeeze you like this and say, and all you got to do is say, I'm going to turn you loose with stubbornness and rebellion. They won't let you do it. Amen. I bet my head, Brother Don, you've had your head peeled a whole lot. But I'm saying, God says, surrender. Say amen. I believe with all my heart. I believe this is baby. I think you can get saved, Brother Earl. And I believe we spend a lifetime surrendering ourselves to God. Sometimes, thank the Lord, there's some people that just come and says, God, I surrender all. Amen. At the very beginning of their salvation. They say, God, I surrender my home. I surrender my everything to you. And then there's other people spend their whole lifetime surrendering parts of themselves. But I do believe there's a call that comes from above. According to that verse there. It says in Acts 13, look at your Bible. He says, where unto the work I've called them. So there's a call that comes from above. I thought to myself in Proverbs 1 and verse 24. He says, because I have called and you refuse. Well, our day and time, Miss Kathy, it's not that God can't save them. I believe, thank God, that God can. So whosoever we have ever drunk, ever hearted, ever rebel, ever renegade, God will save them if they'll come. But God is not going to keep the door down to their heart. He will not do that. All right, thank you. I heard somebody make this statement. I don't believe a word of that junk. Hey, look, you may say, well, you get to the age you can't be at 12 years old. I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe that for a moment. It's how much mom and dad, it's how much influence that person has. talking about the heart, the heart, the heart, the heart. This woman said, I wish you would get off that heart. Well, I said, what do you want me to say? She said, why don't you? I said, ma'am, the heart is where the center of the affections. I don't think a word of that. She said, I said, well, what do you want me to say? I love you with all my pump. Thanks, Ella. The affections of this world, the allurement of it, all of these things will harden you to the gospel. Brother Sisson, like I was in Lynchburg, Virginia, and this woman, God bless her heart, you talk about a precious woman. She was 91 years old, sister, and God saved her, sister. I love her. 91 years old. I got to win her to the Lord, brother. Man, I got down beside her and I put my arm around her. She was a crying and tears was running down her face. She said, why didn't I get saved years ago? I said, I don't know. I'm jump up and thank God that she got saved. Not anything. I screwed up. I said, tell her what happened. She said, I just got saved. Boy, that place looked quiet. Next, that's we're sitting back to mess you. Brother Larry, she said, would you come to eat breakfast with me in the morning? I said, yes, ma'am. Thank God. Hallelujah. She said, meet me down at McDonald's. Standing. 91 years old. She lives alone. She drives her own car and she works at McDonald's. And she said, they wanted me to be a hostess. And I said, give me a mop and brim. I'm going to clean up this nasty place. I went down there the next morning. God is my witness. And she was cleaning up everything. 91 years old. Now, God knows what I do. It's a double miracle for you. See somebody get saved 91 years old. Elderly. Their minds are preset. Amen, brother sister. People are incurably religious. Boy, my advice to young people, listen to that call from above, amen, and get saved when you're young. Now watch this, sister. The call from above. Then I believe there's a call from within. What do you mean by that, preacher? I'm as convinced as breathing air. If you get saved, the Holy Ghost indwells you. He lives inside of you. He speaks to you, but listen to this, that call from within, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5. He says, the love of Christ keeps screaming at me. You know this, I drink all I want to. I cuss all I want to. I do everything I want to. God just says you want to. How many of y'all all took that? Did you hear what I just said? There's a call from above. But then there's a call from within. You think Dylan. I know Sharon knows Dylan. And I know Brother Larson knows Dylan. Dylan come into our lives as David, gentlemen. And Dylan, one time, was just a baby. My wife took care of him. And them two were just like that. They're inseparable. And so Dylan grew up in our home. My wife loves that little boy more than life itself. Well, I burned wood and I've got a fireplace and I got insulin. Dylan was staying with us. I looked in there and Dylan had that little car. Had a little car. He's in there on that fireplace. Mary hollered in there and she said, Mel, get him off of that. He's going to get burnt. I said, Dylan, get away from that fireplace. You're going to get burnt. Boy, it wasn't a minute. He let out a scream. He went running to his grandma. You couldn't even see the place where it touched it. Let me tell you something right now. Try getting him to play on that fireplace now. What do you mean that, preacher? I'm saying the Spirit of God lives inside of you. And if you don't do that, you'll get burnt. The Holy Ghost says, don't go there. Don't get involved in that. Don't do that. Say amen. There's a call that comes from within. The love of Christ constraineth me.
Can I show you this now? Watch this. Third thing, I believe this all my heart. But when you realize and understand that Christ died for you and paid your sin debt, and you realize you're going to heaven, I believe you'll want to praise the Lord. I believe you'll want to please God. I worry about these people having no desire to please God or want to even. The amen system. Third thing I got to show you. What time is it? Still 7 o'clock. I'll show you there's a call from above. There's a call from within. Third thing, there's a call from without. Let me ask you a question. Abel Earl. The gospel. Now let me show you this. Let's go back. I thought about this. I went over in my mind and I thought about that call from without. I don't know if you've ever got up in the darkness of the midnight. I don't know if you've ever got up and went to visit somebody. I don't know if you've ever done that. I don't know if God has spoke to your heart. Anybody here, is the Spirit of God ever just told you to witness or witness to a person? Would you raise your hand? Just witness to it and not do it. That is the awfulest feeling in the world. How many of you put me with a razor strap? How do y'all even know what a razor strap is? But how many of you put me with a razor strap is to have that awful feeling inside of me and know that I feel like I failed God. I mean, there's a call from above, there's a call from without, and then this call here, that call from within. I believe this all my heart. We can reach people. I believe, just like you turn in lights on, boy, you turn a light on, darkness dispels. I believe we ought to be happy campers. Amen. The third thing, let me show you this right quick, a fourth thing. There's a call from above. There's a call from within, a call from without. Then there's a call from behind us. What do you mean that, preacher? Look in Matthew, please, chapter 28 with me just for a moment. I've been saved. I got saved after 19 years old. You don't use it. Matthew 28, look in your Bible, verse 27. Then when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. How many of y'all see that all power? Would y'all raise your hand? Miss Betty, don't you play the organ. come on. So I took the back off, took that little tester, and I found this little fuse box in there. So I looked at it. I had fired the fuse box, but it wasn't going beyond that. Now, I'm not low.
Either that or the breakers kicked. Go back, look in your Bible. There's that call from above, a call from within, a call from without, and a call. I believe that call from behind us. What do you mean? I believe the cross cries out. The next verse says this. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now look in your Bible. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. At that great commission, what do you mean, brother sister? That call, I believe this, the cross cries out, the church cries out, even the commission cries out. But I'm fearful of a lot of people that they turn a deaf ear to that call. Hey, look, brother Lawrence, do you remember Dan Fugit? Dan, am I saying it correctly? Correct. Definitely. I'm talking about a call. I want you to listen to this. Dan Fugit was a native South Korean. He came to the United States and he didn't have just very little money. And he had got a scholarship to come to Tennessee Temple. They was having this huge, and you're talking about having this huge Bible conference. And Dr. Lee Robinson, and they had, I think it's something like 5,000 preachers and their wives there. Dan Fugit was there. He'd never been to them like in his life. And it's making a plea to give money to missionaries. They said that Dan Fugit got up out of his seat, walked down in front of all the men, and took the offering plate and set it down on the floor. Yeah. And said, I have no money to give, so I'll give myself and step to the offering plate. They said that crowd went, they said that place went wild. And by the way, he went back to South Korea and built one of the great biggest works in South Korea.
What are you trying to get me? See, there's a call that comes from behind us. We have a responsibility. What do you mean, preacher? To try our best to propagate the gospel, amen. You don't hear a lot about the Great Commission anymore. Let me show you another, and I got to show you this one. This call from behind us. Go ye therefore and teach and baptizing them. Now there's a call from above, a call from within, a call from without, a call behind, and then there's a call from beneath us. Well, y'all need to write this one down. Put it on the fly leaf of your Bible.
I'm talking about Grace Baptist Church. There's a call, as we sit here tonight, from beneath us. Have you ever thought about the rich man in hell? He's still screaming. He's still screaming and begging for water. I'm saying somehow or another, a spiritual leader get connected to that, we hear that cry from beneath us. You go into churches, there's no burden. boys. Jesse, did I go visit her son? I said, absolutely, I'll go visit. So I went to Socialville. I don't know if Brother Lawrence had been in Socialville about it. I went to Socialville. Found this boy. Had a little 4 or 5 room house, a little white tile room. And I knew he was in there. His name was Terry Rogers. I knew he was in there. I knocked on the door. I could hear him plain as day. He wouldn't come to the door. So I started back out of the driveway. I thought, no, I'm going to visit him. I went around to the back of the door, back of the house, to where they had glass sided doors. And he seen me. Guess what he was doing? He was, it's about 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas, and he was putting Christmas tree lights around the Christmas tree. And I told him, I said, well, Terry, your dad and mom want me to come and visit you. So I talked to him. And I said, Terry, I want to know. Your mother, your mother cries about you all the time. Her heart's broken for you. He shacked up with this woman. He had a baby by her. She had 2 children. They're living there together. I said, Terry, I want to know something. I said, Terry, you need to get your heart back. You know what he told me? I said, I know that. He said, I know I need to get my heart back. I love my mom. He said, I know my mama prays for me. He said, my mama writes me. My mama talks to me. My mama calls me and tells me, Terry, you need to get right with the Lord. Remember, I told you to put the Christmas tree. Remember? It wasn't but 3 or 4 days later. That same Christmas tree, shortly that, it burned up. The two children I heard, and burned up his child. I went down to the general hospital. Y'all ever seen anybody burnt? Have you ever seen anybody burnt? That's so bad that they got this thing that sits over you to where the sheets don't touch your body. I walk in there, Brother Pearl, and there's that same boy that I just visited. I stood beside his bed, me and the preacher. Nurse, he said, he's incoherent. He doesn't understand anything. He said, his body's so full of milk and candy. Said, he don't hear nothing. I said, Brother Terry, this is preacher's sister. Terry, this is preacher's sister. And then awful saying, don't you listen to me. I can't even, they're unintelligible. I can't even tell you. His top lip was burnt off, his nose was gone, his ears were gone, all his extremities was gone. And all I could hear was this. Hey, hey, hey. He's trying to say, pray for me. The nurse told me his esophagus was so burnt that he had blisters. She said, we don't even know how he's even alive. All I could hear was, hey, hey. He could, that sorry woman he was living with, you can even believe she never one time ever came to visit him before he died. Not one time. Her own 2 children were up at the top. What are you trying to get in sleep, preacher? I'm saying there's a call from beneath us. You would think that, boy, that put us on our knees. You'd think that'd break our hearts. You'd think that'd make us quit playing church.
Say amen right there. That call from beneath us. People are dying and going to hell. No burden, no concern, no compassion whatsoever. Remember my preacher the other day, God bless his heart, Brother Noel Broughton. I know y'all know Noel.
My wife, I was at the Bible meeting. My wife, I called her home to see how she was, and she said, Bill, you're not going to believe what happened in the church. I said, what happened in the church? I didn't know what the man in heaven expected. She said, Brother Broughton got to crying. He's so unbelievable and so broken. He got to look at his Bible. And he said, in 3 years, outside of himself and me and one other man, hell had never been mentioned. Outside of me, him, and one other man, and all the preachers that we met, he said, hell had never been mentioned. His heart was just broken. Maybe if we preached on hell that Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, just maybe people of hell become reality. I'm telling you folks, that call from beneath us. What do you mean, preacher sister?
I'm saying, hey, Luke 16 says, go warn my 5 brothers, amen. What can they do to us?
If my brother comes to my house, he's my brother. I love my brother. Now I put my arm around my brother. I do it all the time. I put my arm around and I say, Mom, I love you. Hell, I know you love me. Mom, I don't want you to go to hell before you get his body and get rigid. He's so hard. My brother's 5 years older than I.
preacher, listen, what I'm trying to get you to see, there's a call that comes from beneath us. I think about Brother Noah's brother, Lowell. He's a Vietnam vet. I've witnessed to Lowell so many times. I've witnessed to him, witnessed to Lowell, witnessed to the North, witnessed to everybody, brother, witnessed to Lowell. Lowell brother. Lowell died. To our knowledge, brother, we don't have no hope that we'll ever see Lowell again. He kept saying, I don't know if he'd get saved. I don't know if he'd be loved liquor. He loved liquor. Let me tell you what a preacher died if he's going to be out of that. Talk about that call from beneath us. His name is Roy Hall. Been at that church 47 years. That we're attending. He had taken care of five peoples in one family, five individuals in one family in a year. And this is what he said. They had his having Sunday school. And this woman was so depressed, she was part of the family. She left Sunday school and went on the church parking lot and killed herself. Brother Roy, when he was having the funeral, he asked everybody to leave except the family. He asked the funeral director, asked everybody to vacate the building except the family. They all did. This is at the funeral. Brother Roy, they said he was bold as a lion, his heart was broke. He said, I want y'all to get up out of your seat. And I want you to file down through here and look into a coffin. To the best of our knowledge, he's burning in hell. He said, I took care of six of your mid-families and your family members that we don't even have a hope of ever seeing them. Well, that would that not be a reality check? 6 people in 1 year went out of the church parking lot and killed herself. Brother, sister, that call from beneath us. Then there's, I believe this with all my heart, there's a call beyond us. I'll show it to you briefly. Look in 1 Corinthians, please. Look in your Bible. 1 Corinthians, please, chapter 3. Now, we're talking about a call from beyond us. Look in chapter 3, verse 12. There's a call from above, a call from within, a call from without, a call from behind us, a call beneath us. And then that call from beyond. Oh, Lord, watch this. 1 Corinthians 3. Let's look at verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, look in the verse where it says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But watch this. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. If I read that verse right, one day we're all going to stand there at the judgment seat of Christ. And I don't think that's going to be as easy as everybody thinks it's going to be. Will that call from beyond us? I don't know how y'all feel, but brother, I sure would like for my life to count for the Lord. I'm like Brother Richardson. I believe this imminent return of the Lord. But have you ever thought about it? If right now the rapture occurred, immediately after that is the judgment seat of Christ. To give an account of the things he did in the body. And then it says, saved yet so is by fire. The fire's going to try and work what sort of it is. You know what keeps me going? You know what pushes me and motivates me and drives me? Is these calls. Only my love for God will make me do what I do every week of my life. I got enough sense to know. Man, I got a heart sitting there pumping blood that I'm just one heartbeat from out of here. I may get in my car tonight. They asked me today, got this one, got a ticket with a lady over, oh, y'all, the lady, I can't think of her name. She wanted to know that I speed. I said, well, if it's 70, I'd buy 72. So I do speed, right? And if it's 65, I do 70. So I do speed. And sometimes, the closer I get to home, the faster I go. Just being honest. Okay, if I get in my car and I hit a parkway, do I have the assurance that I'll make it Somerset? Lord, that gets all over me. I want us to stand, bow our heads, and close our eyes. That call from above. That call from within. The call from without. Yes. That call from behind us and the call beneath us. You shouldn't even have to be asked to. You ought to want to come and get on your knees and say, God, don't let my brothers go to hell. Don't let my sister. God, help me to be an instrument, Lord, to warn my family. Boy, that call from beneath us. The crying, the begging, the screaming that's in hell. I asked Brother Earl, why did God save us? He saved us to be a mouthpiece. How many of you have come? Surely to goodness tonight, if you know that call from above, if you know God saved you, and God extended a call to something like us, boy, you ought to want to come and get on your face and say, God, thank you for saving me. Boy, that's what I bless his name for saving something like me. Lord, please help us tonight. Help us to answer these calls. Lord, that call from beneath us. That call from behind. Lord, that call that's beyond. Lord, I get so ashamed of my life. Sometimes, Lord, I think, Lord, I run ahead of you. Lord, I say things and do things that, Lord, I'm so ashamed of. Please help us. Lord, would you make us bold in the faith? Help us to reach our loved ones. God, may we have that same care for our loved ones that they cared for us. Help us now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come tonight? Listen.